And now we're going to talk to one of the players that has been participating in those very OTAs. Live on the line with us tonight is Bills wide receiver Kevin Elliott. Kevin, thanks for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate the time.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. So what was the reaction today when the players found out that instead of going on to the practice field, you guys were headed to the paintball range?
Yeah, it was real surprising. You know, it was a good team bonding trip, and I think everybody's mindset was ready to go to practice. So yeah, I think everybody was pretty much surprised.
Yeah. So what did Coach Marone, as we all know, is a no nonsense guy. So what was what did he say, you know, in revealing where you guys were headed today?
Well, we knew it was kind of weird at the beginning when we had a meeting at 9:15. So when we got in there, he was just like, you know, we've been doing a good job, and we're not going to practice today, and we're going to go do the paintball thing as a team. And, you know, the whole room, you know, we got excited and started talking and yelling.
And then how competitive did things get out there?
Oh, man, very competitive. I think everything we do is competitive. Me and a couple of the players, we go bowling a lot, and that's very competitive. So I knew as soon as you said that it was going to be a lot of trash talking and a lot of competitiveness in the paintball.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, Kevin Elliott with us, Bills wide receiver. Kevin, let's get to football now. And you are finally back on the field after a lengthy rehab from a torn ACL. How does it feel to be running routes again?
Oh, man, that's a blessing. I'll tell anybody any day, you know, I'd rather practice than rehab. Rehab is not something you want to do. And when I first got clear to start cutting and running routes, I was like a kid at the candy store, man. I couldn't wait to get out there and start putting in work.
So when did you get full clearance to kind of resume football activities?
About a month before OTA started, before I came back to Buffalo. So I had a good month, you know, to get my knee a little bit stronger or back used to getting the pressure put on it as I cut and start, you know, working in the running routes, not full speed, but working the top of the routes and things of that nature. And I'm still not 100% where I want to be yet, but, you know, I've been pushing through this OTAs, and I'll definitely be 100% when I get back for training camp.
Yeah. I mean, not to make you relive it, but, I mean, you had a strong spring last year in OTAs, and you looked like you were going to be a factor in training camp, and it looked like you had a decent shot at one of the last receiver spots on the roster in 2013. And then in that second preseason game against Minnesota, I mean, it was really a non-contact injury, right? I mean, you didn't run into anybody on that.
Not at all. I mean, I was running down kickoff. I planted real hard, and it just buckled on me. You know, I was pretty much disappointed at the beginning. You know, I came in with the hands for a reason, and it was definitely a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, the timing worked out right in terms of you getting back and being ready for OTAs here and now. Did you rehab, though, here in Buffalo at all last season? Because I thought I saw you watch and practice a good deal late last season during the week. And were you in the meetings, too?
Yeah, I had my surgery and most of my rehab down in Miami.
Okay.
And they brought me back up for the last four games of the season. And, you know, it felt great being back around the team and around my teammates and everything.
Now, having missed all that time with the quarterbacks on the field, I understand you caught up with EJ and the other receivers in some of these off-season camps that you guys and the players organized, right? Did you make it to California and Florida?
No, I just made it to Florida. You know, me and EJ actually rehabbed at the same facility down in Miami.
Okay.
So we were pretty much going through the same process, and at the same time, when I was clear to start running routes, me and him, you know, we started a little earlier, getting the communication and the timing down. And, you know, then we had the opportunity to have a couple of receivers come down to Miami, and, you know, we just put in some more work then. It was a good time.
Kevin Elliott, our guest, Bills wide receiver on the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. What do you think you guys really got out of those player-run camps? I think for you individually, you know, you were making up for lost time, but as a group, what do you feel you got out of those player-run camps?
Definitely building a relationship off the field. You know, getting to know each other, getting to sit around, just talk with each other, hang out, and that definitely correlates to our relationship on the field, you know, and just talking about the plays, you know, talking about how, you know, we think this should be run and how we like the what balls, you know, that we expect on these certain type of routes and just things of that nature that I'm pretty sure is going to really help us out in the season this year.
So what did you see out of EJ maybe in that setting that perhaps you didn't see out of him as a rookie last year? And I know your exposure to him was limited because of your injury, but the common comment that I seem to be getting from a lot of the players concerning EJ this year as opposed to last is he's just more authoritative with everything that he's doing at quarterback. What do you see?
Definitely that, and his confidence. You know, he was, I don't want to say he was unsure, but you could tell, you know, he wants to get better and he wants to do better for the team, and his confidence is definitely showing. He's being a more vocal as a leader as well. And, you know, he wants us to do better, so he's helping us all out. You know, if we have a problem with certain plays, he's helping us out. We're doing extra work, you know, going over the plays and everything. So he's really just filling that leadership role as he should.
We were asking him the other day about finding the balance between being the calm, cool, collected guy under pressure that a quarterback needs to be, while also being able to recognize when the offensive unit might need a kick in the rear, you know, to get everybody going again. He said that the way he likes to do it is by building players up, building teammates up, not tearing them down. He says, I'll let the coaches get on the players for that. What do you think of that approach?
I mean, that's a good approach. I mean, I don't think any player likes when another player talks down on them. And say you drop a pass or, you know, you miss your assignment, he's always like, next play, don't worry about it. We'll coach it up in the film room, you know, and that's why we practice, to work on those type of things. So he's definitely doing a good job with that, and at the same time, he's right. It's the coach's job to, you know, give us that constructive criticism. And as well, you know, the vets do the same thing, but they don't ever talk down on us, you know. They don't ever make us feel bad or whatever, so... Mostly just motivation, man. If you knock somebody down or talk somebody down during the game or whatever, that's not going to boost their confidence. At the end of the day, you want their confidence to still be the same level, and he's doing a great job with that.
Bills wide receiver Kevin Elliott is our guest here on the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. So, you know, you guys have these package plays that Coach Hackett has in the offense. What are your thoughts about EJ handling stuff pre-snap? Because, again, I'm going to go back to that word, you know, being authoritative, being assertive. It seems, at least on the practice field, looking at it from the sideline, and granted it's somewhat of an untrained eye, that he seems to have complete control of what he needs to turn to if he's got to change something at the line. Have you found him to be pretty consistent with that?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's pretty overwhelming at first, but, you know, everybody had to put the work in and you know, get in the playbook. And he's been doing a very good job of noticing blitzes, noticing different fronts, and communicating that with the receivers. And, you know, we still got a lot of work to do, but we've definitely been making strides every day to get better.
Yeah. At 6'3", 205, and forgive me if you've added some lean muscle that hasn't been recorded on the roster sheet yet, you know, you're a big enough target. But at the same time, you, as well as everybody else, can see how deep the position is at receiver. Last year, you saw Marcus Easley make this roster largely because of his special teams prowess, and he had a heck of a year on special teams last year. Now, I was doing a little homework on you, and I saw you played special teams in college at Florida A&M, which is not super common for a lot of guys that play at this level coming out of college. They're usually, you know, top-end receivers on their college team, and they're usually kept off a special team. So how many units were you on at A&M?
I just really did kickoff. You know, I feel like I had a defensive side to me, and that was my way to let it out. I really took pride in being the first one down there, disrupting plays and, like, you know, scoring a touchdown and being the first one down and making a touchdown. I really took pride in that. So, you know, that really helped me out in my transition coming to the NFL because I already had that defensive mind and that special teams in me.
Yeah, I mean, that's an obvious benefit there for you. And I got to believe the coaching staff, you know, they're doing their homework. They know you have a background on special teams. And why not plug you in? And you know, as you guys know, you know, if you're trying to fight for one of those last receiver spots, you better be able to do something else. So, I mean, they had you on those units last year, you know, going into camp and into the preseason. How did the whole special teams role come about for you, though, at the college level first?
I really did it on my – I started since the first year I played, my redshirt freshman year. And actually my very first game on kickoff, I went down there and forced a fumble. And ever since then, they never took me off kickoff, and I've been doing it ever since.
That probably left a good that probably left a good taste in your mouth, too, I'm thinking.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. So that pretty much carried over. And I always, you know, I've always liked playing defense. Like, I've always liked the contact. I always liked hitting people. So that pretty much helped me out, and that helps me out as a receiver as well in route running and blocking.
And then how many units does – Coach Crossman have you on now? Are you on kickoff now?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty much on every unit right now.
All four? Okay.
Not a problem. Yes, sir, because I did it my rookie year in Jacksonville as well.
Okay. And I know you'll line up anywhere, but where do you feel you can help help on special teams the most? I mean, do you feel kickoff is still your bread and butter on special teams?
I've fallen more towards the gunner side on punt.
Okay.
I really excelled in that my rookie year. And me and Easley out there on other opposite sides of each other, that could be real scary, you know.
yeah.
I can still run down there and kick off and everything. And, you know, kickoff return and punt return are still something I'm getting better at every day. So definitely gunner on punt is my specialty right now.
Oh, good enough. Well, listen, Kevin, we appreciate the time joining us here on the show tonight. And it's certainly nice to see you back out there running routes. You know, hopefully you can finish what you started last year at this time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Kevin Elliott, Bills wide receiver, back on the practice field after coming back off a lengthy rehab from a torn ACL.